I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Cambodia is known to be one of the poorest countries in Asia. However, along with the economic woes, the nation is spiritually impoverished as well. In fact, there's a very small percentage of people there who have faith in Christ. And that's why Tom Founce, a missionary who distributes scripture booklets from World Missionary Press, continues to return to the country to answer poverty with hope. Most recently, he's been building upon a relationship with a community of Muslim boat people as he shares the gospel. Through simple acts of compassion, this group has come to know that there is a God who loves them.
We can do a lot of good things, wells and feeding, clothing, but if we're not giving the word of God, it's a band-aid on cancer. The answer is Jesus Christ.
And in 1975, there were only about 500 Nepali Christians. But then the Holy Spirit started stirring a new missions movement there. By 1990, Nepali believers numbered nearly 30,000, and today, that number has blossomed to over 1 million Christians in Nepal. Dan P. is the president and founder of Global Mission Nepal, a ministry partner of Christian Aid Mission. Because the church there has a lot of first-generation Christians, many times the local pastor is simply the first person who came to Christ in that community, so they need better biblical training.
My prayer is by 2020, I'd like to establish Global Mission Seminary in Nepal, and we are looking $2.5 million to buy land and build seminary there so that we can train college level.
And thank you for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. Consider the power of the message on your phone's wallpaper. You read it multiple times a day, so why not connect it to a Great Commission movement? Deaf Bible Society is offering a free phone wallpaper this month that reminds you to pray for this ministry as they distribute God's Word in sign language. Get yours for free at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.